But what Levitt was doing that February day was a rare occurrence last winter across the Great Lakes. The long-term average for ice coverage on all five lakes, Superior, Michigan, Erie, Huron, and Ontario, is 54%. Last winter, ice covered only 19.5% of the lake's surfaces, a near record low. Some lakes in the region didn't freeze at all. Others saw only faint traces of ice around their edges, or froze briefly. The weekend before Levitt's outing, temperatures in the region shot up to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and ice anglers slogged through slush in T-shirts. One overly warm season isn't necessarily a harbinger of the inevitable, but increasingly scientists can pick out patterns in the scattershot records of change from across the Great Lakes. And those patterns are pointing toward a sobering conclusion. The 2019-2020 winter, with its faint traces of ice, is likely just a taste of the future.